I'm Oliver Conway with a selection of highlights from across BBC World Service news today. Coming up, after the deal to limit Iran's nuclear programme...
Now the really hard part begins, and that is the effort to get the comprehensive agreement, which will require enormous steps in terms of verification, transparency and accountability.
Also in the podcast...
So these are people who've already killed thousands of civilians, who are threatening to kill more civilians, yes, including members of your own party.
How far will the Pakistani government go to get the Taliban to take part in peace talks? We look at two underreported aspects of the war in Syria, with a profile of a leading jihadi fighter, and the story of Syrians receiving medical treatment in Israel. And later, a tale of cross-border love in the Middle East. But first... Leaders across the globe have been reacting to the deal between Iran and six world powers curbing its nuclear programme. For Israel's Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, it will make his region a more dangerous place. However, the US Secretary of State John Kerry says the Middle East will become safer because of the deal. But Mr. Kerry said there would be tough challenges ahead.
Now the really hard part begins, and that is the effort to get the comprehensive agreement, which will require enormous steps in terms of verification, transparency, and accountability. We know this. We will start today, literally, to continue the efforts out of Geneva and to press forwards.
In our Sunday edition of the podcast, we got reaction from Geneva and Tehran. Let's go now to Washington, where many in the US Congress are against the deal. Our reporter Katie Watson told me more.
The US shouldn't be stopping the pressure in terms of sanctions on Iran right now. In fact, it was the sanctions that got Iran to the negotiating table in the first place. And so it's something that Senate Majority Leader Harry Reid said earlier this week, that when the Senate comes back from recess in early December, they will press ahead with looking at further sanctions. But the feeling that
how does President Obama play this internationally, selling it to the Israelis, the Saudis and other sceptics?
Well, Obama has told Netanyahu that he understands Israel has good reason to be sceptical, but has promised to work closely in terms of negotiating more than an interim deal on the nuclear programme. But of course, he's going to have to, you know, do a lot more convincing. And that is one of the big issues that President Obama